我不知道大家初初到教会的时候有没有觉得听了一个词觉得有点奇怪。
I'm not so sure when you first come to the church, you heard a word which is very strange.
哦，我们经常在教会里面都听到要传福音，要传福音。
In the church, we often heard, you know, we need to preach the gospel and preach the gospel.
但是福音是什么意思？这个词是什么意思
？Actually, what do you mean by a gospel?
我们今天也在教会，我们一直说我们要去传福音，而且我们大家也很尽力的去做。
And today in the church, we talk about preaching the gospel, and we try very hard to do it.
然后我们在分析这个词，我们说福音，那福音很简单的，就是有福的音讯，就是好消息的意思。
And we analyze the word gospel, basically it means spread the good news.
但是我们不仅要问一个问题，如果是好消息的话。
But we want to ask a question, if this is a good news.
今天为什么没有很多人想要听呢？
But why there's not many people who want to listen?
因为今天对很多人来说
Because today for a lot of people
今天现处的人际关系要比与一个看不见的神的关系要来得重要
The relationship with people today seems like more important than the relationship with God
我今天身体的健康要比我将来看不见天上的身体要来得重要
The health that I have today may be more important than my body in heaven.
我今天能够储蓄多少的退休金，要比将来天国的储蓄来得重要。
The saving or retirement saving that we have now, may be more important than our savings in heaven.
我今天所面对的工作，远比我将来要在天国里面的职分重要。
The job that I'm working is more important than the job I have in the kingdom.
我今天所要面对所有的利益的纠结，以及我怎么样处理我的欲望，远比将来我要面对的审判重要。
The benefits in front of me and how do I and all the desire that I have seems more important than the judgment in the future.
今天我在家里、在公司、在社会上的公平，远比天国的公义来得重要。
And the fairness in the world today may be more important than the righteousness in heaven.
我地球的环保远比要永比永恒的世界来的重要。
And protecting the environment of the earth may be far more important than the eternity in heaven.
我们为什么会这么想呢
？And why do we think this way?
因为实际上我们这一代的人都被所谓的后现代文化所影响。
It's because of this generation, we all are affected by the postmodernisms.
因为这个世界告诉我们没有地狱。
Because this world tells us there's no hell.
而且我们死了以后也没有面对所谓的审判。
And when we die, we don't have to face judgment.
也没有所谓神的存在。
And there's no existence of God.
只有我们眼前看得到的事情、摸得到的事情才是真实的。
Everything that we can see and we can touch and that is real.
很自然，如果地狱不存在，我们也就不会想将来要怎么处理我们灵魂的归属的事情。
And naturally, if hell does not exist, we don't need to handle and the business of our soul in the future.
在过去几年当中，我经常进入医院的急诊室。
In last couple of years, I always, you know, was in the emergency room in the hospitals.
我经常会遇到很多不同的家庭，因为不同的原因或者我自己的亲人在急诊室里面，他们要面对生与死的一个抉择。
I face a lot of circumstances in the ER room.To see a friends or family, they are facing a life or death.
我就想，如果今天医院里面的文化是你要快死的时候，他拿一张表给你填，他说，请你勾一下，你要去天堂还是地狱
？If in the hospital nowadays, if they give you a form and you're dying, they have you to check where do you want to go, heaven or hell?
或者在医院急诊室旁边有两个门，一个是天堂，一个地狱的话。
Or maybe in the emergency room, there are two doors. One's labeled heaven, the other one hell.
如果这个进入我们的文化的话
，If this goes into our culture,
我们今天一定很多人会至少有兴趣来好好听福音到底是怎么回事。
this is our culture. I think a lot of people will pay attention to, you know, and will go into you know, choose.
因为今天我们不觉得有地狱的存在。
Because today we don't think that there's hell here.
我们很自然的就觉得我们不需要为自己的灵魂或者我亲爱的人的灵魂要去思考、去警觉、去计划。
And often we don't have to ponder about, you know, the, you know, the of a future of ourselves and our loved one and what we will face after we die.
很自然的，基督教对许多人而言，它不是一个福音，它不是一个好消息。
And to many people, Christianity is not a good news.
它只是一个宗教的哲学或历史演变出来的一种信仰、一种学说而已。
It's to them, it seems it's just like a religious philosophy or some sort of, you know, theory.
所以今天如果说我们传一些基督教的信息、一些福音给我们周遭的人、我们自己的家人的时候，
now if we spread the message of Christianity to our friends or our family,
今天发生的情况并不是他会接受，或者说跟他跟你争吵。
What will happen today is not that they will argue with you.
他是没有兴趣。
And they just show no interest.
因为现在这个东西跟他所认知的东西毫无关系。
Because this thing is nothing in relation to what the situation he's in.
如果今天你告诉他说今天你上哪一个 internet 的速度比较快，哪一个手机比较好，你吃什么东西比较健康，他觉得哎，那个是福音 ，and that's a good news.
If you tell them, you know, which Wi-Fi is faster, you know, which program is better, which restaurant has more better food, they are more inclined to listen.
哦，或者哪里有减价？哎呀，那个很重要哦。
Well, where they have a deep discount, they will be very interested in.
很可惜，很往往呢，我们都忘记了。实际上，我们只要一跟神的关系好的时候，人际关系也好了。
But often they forgot about it. If you have a good relation of people and with God, and our interpersonal relationship will improve too.
将来我们为未来的身体计划的时候，我们今生的身心灵也健康了。
If we plan for the health of our future, then our health right now will also improve.
如果我们想到天国的产业的时候，神也会帮我们安排供应我们地上的产业。
If you think about our wealth in heaven, and God will prepare for our wealth in this earth.
我们想到我们将来怎么样面对神，我们将来永恒世界的时候，我们也自然的会爱护这个地球。
When we face our how we face eternity, and naturally we will protect our earth too.
结果认识神实际上是对今生来世都是好消息。
And it is actually good news to this life or future if we know God.
但是今天的人在这种文化底下，他要信耶稣并且接受耶稣之前，他却要面对一个极大的障碍。
And today, before they can actually to receive Christ and know Christ, they face a real big obstacles.
就是他先必须要认知，实际上人是有灵魂的，而且很可怕的一件事情是这个灵魂不灭。
They have to accept the fact that they have a soul, and more importantly, these souls will not perish.
而且这个灵魂将来的去向是跟我们今天怎么样处理我们的生命有关系的。
And where does our soul go? Actually, it's related to how we handle our life nowadays.
如果我们想一下，如果地狱真的存在的话
，Let us imagine if hell actually exists.
你会不会考虑你父母的灵魂将来去哪里
？Will you think about where your parents' souls go？
你会想到你孩子、你的弟兄姊妹将来灵魂去哪里
？Will you think about the souls of your brother and sister and where they go？
你会开始会不会开始计划我的灵魂？如果到那一天，如果真的只有两个选择的话？
Will you plan for your soul if there's only two choices?
我预备好了吗？
Are you be prepared?
但是今天的人没有到那个地步。
But nowadays, people haven't reached that step yet.
今天的人，除非遇到生命当中一个极大的困难的时候，不然很难很难的会去认真思考这个问题。
Unless people nowadays actually face it, have to choose, make choices in that circumstances, otherwise they will not, you know, they don't think much about it.
因为实在没有时间去接触这个信仰。
Because they really don't have time to get in touch with this belief.
当然不会认为这是一个福音了。
And they will not think about it as a good news.
所以我们就觉得哇，福音福音，我们必须要先让大家必须。至少有一个基础，你才会觉得基督的信仰是一个福音。
And we talk about the good news, we need to have a foundation so that you understand what is a good news.
在耶稣的时代，犹太人，对犹太人来说，神是真真实实存在的一位。
In Jesus' time, actually, to the Jews, God is a real existed person.
不单对犹太人，对外邦人而言，地狱这个观念也真真实实的存在的。
Not only to the Jews, but also for the pagan, hell is a real entity.
不论是希腊文化或者中国文化，我们都知道，死亡以后，我们身体死了以后，我们还有灵魂，也是实在的。
And to the people, the Jewish people or to Chinese people, we all know that after death.There's a home for our souls.
因此我们必须要决定解决我们这个灵魂将来的归属。
And so we need to decide and you know, where our souls will go.
而不论是外邦人还是犹太人，他们都有一套信仰的理论，让他们知道将来要怎么面对自己的良心和灵魂的去处。
And to the Jews and the pagan, they have their own system of how to deal with their souls and consciousness.
在这种环境底下，为什么那个时候的人听到耶稣基督的道理，会称耶稣基督的道理为福音呢？
And then we understand at that time why people heard about Jesus' words and message, and they called it good news.
不是他们自己各民族都有一套信仰去解决这些问题吗？他们不是都已经有一个方式让他们知道将来往哪里去了吗？
Doesn't each culture have its own way of their own system of telling you know, where their souls go in the future and they have own methods?
要了解这个之前，我们必须要先知道犹太人对义和律法的定义。
Before we talk about this, we have to know first and how the Jews define righteousness.
对犹太人，义是什么意思呢
？And to the Jews, what is righteousness?
实际上，犹太人所谓的义跟中国人是非常非常相似的。
Actually, the Jews' definition is very close to the Chinese.
义它不单单是代表一个人他有一种正气，有一种正直无罪的一种品格。
Not only that, righteousness means that there's some kind of integrity.And you know, and truth.
义还代表了是这个人有信用，够朋友，够义气。我们中国人一讲义气，我们就知道什么意思了。
It also actually means that you know, we are loyal to our friends and we'll take care of each other.
义跟爱是一样的一种观念，是你必须要有个对象，你才能存在的。如果一个人是活在一个独立孤独的世界里面。没有所谓的爱跟义的，意义的。
Both love and righteousness, we need to have a target to interact. Otherwise, it would not have any meanings.
义就是代表，不单单是一个正直的品格，还代表一个好的关系。
And righteousness not only mean that we have integrity, but we also have a good relationship.
在圣经里面，在犹太人观里面，神怎么样是一个人是有义？当他认为那个人有义的是一个义人的时候，他就被神接纳。
In the scriptures, or the Jews believe that when people have you know righteousness, he will be received by God.
那谁可以达到这个义的标准呢
？And who can reach the standard of the righteousness in the Bible?
谁可以被神接纳成为义人，能够得到他的祝福呢
who are qualified to be called righteous before.
对犹太人来说，必须要符合两大条件。
To the Jews, you have to satisfy two conditions.
第一个，你必须要是犹太人。
First, you have to be a Jew.
第二个，你必须要遵行神颁布的律法，每一条的诫命，你才是所谓的好人，你才是所谓的义人。
And second, you have to obey every rules of the law, and then you, that is the standard for good people.
守律法就是成为义人的一个根据跟标准。
And obeying the law will be the foundation and the criteria to become a righteous man.
这是犹太人在耶稣时代对律法的一个认知。
And that's the understanding of the law in the Jesus time.
但是实际上圣经告诉我们，律法在圣经里面的含义远远超过这一个层面。
But we know that in scripture, the law actually cover more ground than this.
它不但是显明一个公义的标准。
It is a way to reveal the truth.
它也是让人借着这个律法来认识神的性情。
So it also help people to understand the character of God through knowing God.
神也借着律法让人有一个正确的生活方向跟指引。
And also God used the law to give guidance to people's life.
他也是借由这个律法让人开始渴望弥赛亚，渴望基督。
And this is a way to lead the people to know and also to learn for understanding Jesus.
更重要的律法实际上就是神的爱。
And more importantly, the law is actually God's love.
律法是神爱人的一种表达。
And the law is a manifestation of God's love to people.
但是对当时犹太人而言，这个律法的认知的层面只着重于守法能够称义的这个层面。
But to the Jews, and obeying the law is stay in the level of just, you know, compliance to the law and do other things according to
the law. 他们认为称义一定要守法，守法就能称义。
They think that you can be justified by obeying the laws, and if you obey the law, you can be justified.
那今天我们的读的经文里面，我们发现使徒保罗就写了一封信给加拉太的教会。
And we know that Paul wrote a letter to the church of Galatians.
就是我们刚刚所读的经文。
And it's the scripture that we just read.
这个写信的背景是怎么样呢？
What's the background of this letter?
使徒保罗 当他宣教的时候来到一个地方叫加拉太。
When Paul, his disciple Paul, doing his ministry, he come to a place called Galatia.
他就把基督耶稣的道理传给当地的人，也在当地建立了几个教会。
He spread the gospel to the people there and established many churches.
在当地的地方很多都是非犹太人。
And in those places, a lot of them are pagans.
然后当他们实际上他们的背景里面都有地狱这个观念在里面。
In their culture, they have the concept of hell.
所以当他们一接受到基督耶稣的道理的时候
，When they first received the message from Jesus Christ,
哎呀，他说这是好消息啊 ，Good news.
And they say, "Oh, this is really good news."
居然非犹太人可以借着耶稣基督来到宇宙，创造宇宙的独一真神面前一起敬拜他。
It's good news because now a Gentiles can get in touch of God through Jesus Christ.
而且这个不再是犹太人的特权了。
And this is no longer a privilege for the Jews.
哇，因此大家都涌入教会，开始要知道这个新的道理。
And all the people try to embrace the church, they want to know this new truth.
结果不久以后，保罗离开了加拉太。
And not long later, and Paul left Galatia.
结果有一群人就跑进保罗所建立的教会里面了。
And then a group of people actually come into a Paul's church.
他们是犹太人。
And they are Jews.
他们那些犹太人跟那些新信主的基督徒说：“哎，不够啊，不够。”
And the Jews told those new believers, "Say, oh, this is not enough."
他说：“你们还要成为犹太人才可以。”
And they said, "You have to become a Jew."
所以保罗一知道之后，他实在心里非常焦急，他马上写一封信给加拉太教会。
And after Paul heard about this, he's really you know, worry about it. So immediately wrote a letter to the church.
在第一章第六节，他说：“我希奇你们那么快就离开那借基督之恩招你们的，去从了别的福音了。”
In first chapter verse 6, Paul said, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel."
接下来他就写了以下的经文。
And then he wrote the followings.
他开始写，我们这生来是犹太，犹太人，不是外邦的罪人。
We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles.
他的意思是要告诉加拉太人说。
And his meaning to the Galatians.
接下来我告诉你的事情。
And the following the things that I'm going to tell you.
是我们这些律法的犹太人都需要的。
And it's the thing that we need to do even we are born Jews.
他说：“既然知道人称义不是因行律法，是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人能因行律法称义。”
He say, "Know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus."That we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Because by the works of the law, no one will be justified.
我们若求在基督里称义，却仍是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。
But if in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews found ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not.
我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。
If I rebuild what I destroy, then I really would be a lawbreaker.
我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。
So through the law, I die to the law, so that I might live for God.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是突然死了。
I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
你们受洗归入基督，都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的或为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督里都成为义了。
There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业了。
If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
保罗写这一段话给加拉太的教会。
Paul wrote this message to the people in the Galatian church.
是警告那边的信徒，我们的信仰在这一方面，万一不谨慎的话，就全盘皆输了。
And Paul warned those people, if you are not serious about our faith here, and in one wrong move, then we are all lost.
我们的信仰如果不是建立在信基督耶稣上，就全部都错了。
If our faith is not built on believing in Jesus Christ, then everything will be wrong.
连我们过去生来是犹太人，而且一直遵行犹太律法的都知道。
And for us, we are born Gentiles, we have been obeying the laws, and we know that.
对不起。我们一定要信基督耶稣，不然其他一点意义都没有。
It'll be meaningless if we don't believe in Jesus Christ.
我们的义 实际上根据标准是完全都是垃圾 garbage， 一点用都没有。
And the term righteousness to us, if it's not based on Christ, is all garbage.
是可笑的。
Is mockable.
我们所谓的义要达到我们这个 building code 的这个标准，就好像你拿一个塑胶纸在包住那个柱子一样。
Our righteousness is like in wrapping a broken pillar with plastic wrap.
你们怎么会那么糊涂呢？又跑回我们过去的一个老路，想要依着守律法要成全呢？
Why are you so foolish and go back to the old way and try to obey the law by obeying and by acting according to the law?
现在问题就来了，那什么叫做信基督耶稣？
Now the question comes, so what do we mean by belief in Jesus Christ?
什么叫做我信基督耶稣，我能够得这个是我的一个福音。
And why do you say that belief in Christ is your gospel?
有没有人自认为自己是基督徒，家里呢放一本圣经在枕头底下，然后家里挂着说耶稣是我家之主？
Is there anyone proclaim that you're a Christian and you put a sign and Jesus is your Lord in your house and also put a Bible under your pillow?
我们也挂着十字架的项链。
And also have with a necklace of a cross.
我们填证件的时候，在我们基督徒宗教信仰那一栏，我们基督徒打个勾勾。
And we are filling a form and then with the items on what you're Christians and you put a check marks there.
但是到死的时候才发现，原来他自己没有真正信耶稣基督。
But until he died, he found out he not really truly believing in Christ.
有没有这样的人？
Is any person?
也有去教会啊。
They go to church.
但是后来才发现啊，原来他不知道什么叫信耶稣基督。
But turns out he found out he doesn't know what does it mean by believing in Christ.
保罗在加拉太这短短几节经文里面就塞了很多的真理，在这短短四节里面塞了八个真理，叫做什么叫做信基督耶稣。
And Paul actually squeezes eight truths in this short passage here.
他第一个，他是说基督实际上代表了我，我也代表了基督。
And the first one is say that actually Jesus represents me and I represent Jesus.
他说你信这个吗？你信耶稣代表了我，我也代表了基督吗？
Do you believe that Christ represents you and you represent Christ?
也就是说，当他钉两千年前钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was put on the cross 2000 years ago,
他跟我认同。
He found identity in me.
他把我的名字放在心上，然后说我代替周义居钉死在十字架上。
He put my name in his heart and say, I represent and Brother George and I died in the cross.
我与他两千年前，我已经跟他一起被钉了。
I was nailed with him 2000 years ago.
我现在需要面对的刑罚，我不用再承担了。
And now the punishment that I have to face, I don't have to bear it anymore.
我已经完全付清了，我不用再去恐怕害怕了。我不像有 mortgage， 我一直没付完，我很害怕。
I have paid off my sin. Now I don't have to worry like my mortgage.
因为我能与基督认同，所以我就有信心，当他钉十字架的时候，这一切我需要负的责任，他已经负了。
And I have found identity in Christ. Now I don't have to worry about paying the price because He has paid for me.
这是好消息。
And this is indeed good news.
因为基督徒的灵魂不用再死一次了。
And because the Christian soul does not have to die again.
所以人说基督徒死一次活两次。
So that's why people say Christian die once but live twice.
但是不信耶稣的人活一次死两次。
For people who doesn't believe in Christ,They live once but die twice.
因为不单单肉身要死一次，将来面对审判之后，他的灵魂还要再接受一次死刑。
Not only our body will die once, but then in the future, our soul will die again.
再下来一次，同样的也是基督代表了我。
The next one is also Jesus represents me.
因此我可以称义了。
So that we are justified.
保罗说到，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴了耶稣了。
And Paul said, "Were you a baptized in believed in the church and Christ? You are one of His family."
我们前面提过，什么叫做义呢？
And we mentioned earlier that what is righteousness?
义就是正直加上好关系。
And righteousness means integrity and good relationship.
我们今天可以称为义人，信基督的人可以称为义人。
Today, we who believe it can be called righteous man.
不是因为我正直。
Not because I have integrity.
不是因为我跟神有好关系。
Not because I have a good relationship with
God. 而是基督是义人。
It's all because Jesus is righteous.
他完美无瑕。
He is perfect.
他跟神有好的关系。
He has good relationship with God.
因为我在他里面，因此我也被称为义人，我也与神有了好的关系。
Because I am with him, so that I am also called righteousness in front of God.
今天我不会让任何陌生人跑到我家吃喝玩乐。
I won't let a stranger to come to my house and to, you know, spend the day.
根据美国的律法，如果一个是陌生人跑到我家的话，我有权利用武力把他轰出去。
According to the law of the United States, I have the right to kick him out from my house.
尤其是 teenager 跑到我家的话，我更生气。
Especially when teenagers come to my house, I will get really mad.
但是如果他们是我孩子的朋友，
But if they are friends of my children,
他们当然可以在我家吃喝玩乐。
Of course, they can come and eat and play in my house.
不是因为我跟他们有前面有一个好的关系。
Not because I have a good relationship with them.
而是我爱我的孩子。
It's because I love my children.
因为我孩子的关系，他可以在我家吃喝玩乐。
Because of my children, they can come to eat and play.
同样的，我们今天可以进入天国。
In the same way that today we can come to the heavenly kingdom.
我们都是有罪的人，还跑到天国去。
And we are all sinners, and we still can go to heaven.
那真是把天国给污染。
This is kind of like pollution to heaven.
那难道天国没有义吗？没有义的标准吗？
Is that there's no definition of righteousness in heaven?
不，是因为基督的义成就了我们的义，它代表了我们，因此我们可以进天国。
No, it's because of the based on the righteousness of Christ, we are justified.
而且永远的在那里。
And we can stay there forever.
这是福音啊。
And this is good news.
下一个，接下来是因为耶稣的死。律法再也没有能力去控告我了。
It's because of the death of Jesus, and the law cannot accuse me anymore.
义若是借着律法得的，基督就是突然死了。
And the righteousness, you know, because of the law, and Jesus actually died, and he fulfilled that.
也就是说，如果耶稣基督死的话，律就没有控告的功效了。
If our sins, if Jesus died for our sins, and then the law we have cannot accuse us.
并不是说律法没有其他方面的意义。
It does not mean that the law doesn't have other meanings.
而是这个控告的功效已经不再。有价值了，也不能再形成它的作用了。
Basically, that means that the accusation is no longer valid and doesn't have any value.
有一次，我开车到我 New Jersey 的小学同学家。
And that was one day that I drove to my elementary school classmate's house in New Jersey.
然后我又带了地图，又带了 GPS。
I brought the map and the GPS.
结果 GPS 信号不好，我怎么样开不到我小学同学家。
And the GPS signals was weak. I couldn't get to my classmate's house.
哎呀，因为好几年没见了，我每次时间我不想耗在这路上，我打个电话给他。
I call him because I don't want to spend all the time just circling around.
他说：“哎，不好意思，你先出来接我，我在某一个地方，你接我到你家好吗？”
So.Talk to him, say, I'm sorry, can you come out to pick me up, you know, in the, one of the street corners.
哦，后来我跟着他到他家了。
And then I follow him to his house.
哎，我不会到他家以后，然后跟不跟大家聊天。我说等一等，我现在出去重新拿我 GPS 再试一次，看看到刚刚到哪里开错。
When I arrive, I would not actually say, "Oh, okay, wait a minute, I need to go out and see to check why my GPS didn't work."
律法的控诉的功能就像地图跟 GPS 在这里一样。
And the function of the law and its accusation is just like the GPS and the map.
你的目的地已经到达了。
If you reach your destination,
你就不必要死盯着它，要知道说我现在有没有走错路了。
And then you no longer need to focus on why did I go wrong.
接下来
，and following this,
保罗说你要信，是基督给了我们再生的机会。
And Paul says, you have to believe because Christ gave us the second chance to live.
他说，并且我如今活在肉身，活的是因信神的儿子而活。
And Paul said, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
保罗在这边说他是我，他不是说我们。
And Paul says, the speaker is me, not us.
因为他想到他自己。
Because he thinks about himself.
他想到自己原来是破坏基督徒的人。
He remember that, you know, I originally is the one who persecuted the Christians.
他是让这些信徒妻离子散、家破人亡的人。
He is the one that who destroyed all the believers' family.
如果真的有公义的话，他面对的神，他应该马上被神处死。
If it is, you know, but judged by what he did, he will be immediately put to death.
但是当他见到耶稣的时候，
But when he sees Jesus,
耶稣没有惩罚他。
Jesus did not punish him,
而是呼召他，让他有一个重新开始的机会。
But call him to give him a second chance to start again.
耶稣原谅了他。
Jesus forgave him,
重新给他一个人生方向。
And give him a new direction of life.
所以保罗说，我如今活在肉身，活的是因信神的儿子而活啊。
That's why Paul said, the life I now lived in,The body. I live by faith in the Son of God.
我相信他不单单是只说他是要靠耶稣的生命而活，也是说神啊，耶稣啊，谢谢你给我再一次机会来活。
And Paul says not only say he thanks God for giving him a chance, but now he really want to live.
我们今天很多人在这边听到。
Today's a lot of people here listen to this.
难道不是都是因为神？耶稣基督也很奇妙的呼召来到我们生命当中，说来，我接受，我接纳你，我要给你重新一个人生的方向吗
？Isn't this an amazing call from God that He want to give you a new direction in your life？
我要让你再一次来活这个人生吗
？I want you to live your life again。
因此，保罗在这边有涵盖另一个意义。
And this is.Paul include the second message.
他说：“现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活的。”
And Paul said, "I no longer live, but Christ lives in me."
叫我不再羞愧，有新的生命，可以今天面对着神而活。
So that I won't be ashamed again, but with a new life to live a new life in Christ.
我自己的爸爸最近经历这个肾脏的问题。
My own fathers have to face a kidney problems.
当他的肾脏功能已经完全消失的时候
，and he lost all the functions of his liver, kidney.
Yeah. 实际上，他愿用他现在已经损坏的肾，去让自己身体运作的话，造成的损害越大。
The more he uses his own kidney nowadays, the more damage he makes.
他需要另一个机器或者另一个器官，一个捐献捐肾，他才能活。
He need another machine or maybe another kidney to sustain his body.
用旧的器官一点都用都没有，如果去用它的话，只会加速死亡。
And to keep on using the old organ won't help; it will accelerate the death.
实际上，我们今天面对我们今天的生活有各方面的压力。
And actually, when we face our life today, we have many pressure for many aspects.
我们也遇到世界和撒旦的诱惑。
And we face the temptation from the world and Satan.
我们如果想要用旧有的生命来活的话
We want to live by our old body, old selves.
我们说，哎呀，受不了，胜不过。
We will surrender. We won't win.
活得好累。
And we're so tired to live.
我不知道大家有没有活得很累的感觉。
I don't know if you had the feeling that you live is so tired.
实际上，我自己在教会服事或者有几次短圈出去的时候，我都遇到一个问题。
And then I all face a lot of one question every time when I'm serving or go to a short-term missionaries.
在短宣队里面出了大问题，但是我又不能跟任何团员讲。
There's a big problem just come over from doing the short-term mission, but I cannot tell my co-workers.
人在国外。
And they are overseas.
身体已经极大的压力底下。
And they're under tremendous pressure on their body.
我实在受不了。
And I cannot take it.
实在好累。
And I feel so tired.
我知道有些人就算在美国自己家里面也活得好累。
And I know that a lot of people they feel also very tired when they are at their homes.
哦，光光分个遗产，哎呀，好累。
And they sharing the heritage.
光光需要面对升级或者工作换工作，哎呀，好活得好累。
And we face promotion or job change, it will tear you down.
对于自己的家人出了问题，或者说邻居出了问题，哎呀，活得好累。
And you see face the problem that your family or your neighbors, it make you feel tired.
但是耶稣应许我们，他会赐新的生命在我们里面活。
But Christ gave us a promise that he will give us a new life that we can live.
他说你不用再用自己的旧生命去活了，你活得很累，而且也活不了。
He said that you don't really rely on your whole body to live.
保罗实际上是告诉基督徒。
And Paul actually tells the Christians.
一方面告诉我们，我们不用再死了。
And the first aspect is you won't die again.
保罗也是说，你也不用活了。
And Paul but also said that you don't have to live.
因为基督的生命在我们里面活。
It's because Christ lives in you.
当我在短宣的时候，我后来发现出了问题。我说神啊，耶稣。我后来知道，哎，这个短宣又不是我的。
And when I was in the short mission, short-term mission, and I have see a problem, and I tell God, and this problem is not mine.
短宣是你的。
And this mission is yours.
那我也不用承担了。
And I don't have to bear the responsibility.
第六是基督赐，我们要相信基督赐给我们一个新生命的本质。
And the sixth point is Jesus gave us a new quality in life.
他在我们里面活的
，He lived in us，
是有他自己的个体的生命在那边茁壮，在那边发芽。
His own life is actually living and growing inside us。
近几年，科学家发现一个非常有意思的事情。
And last couple of years, a scientist discovered a new phenomenon.
就是他们越来越经常做这些器官移植的时候，他们发现一个现象。
They find a new phenomenon when they do a lot of this organ transplant.
就是那些接受新的器官的人，当他经过手术之后呢
？When people transplant with a new organ and after the operation,
他的个性跟喜好开始变了。
And the personality and the hobbies actually change.
一个过去不爱骑脚踏车的人，也从来不骑脚踏车的人。
For one who didn't learn how to ride a bike, never ride a bike.
结果他接受一个器官之后
，and after he received a organ transplant,
他天天想骑脚踏车。
He want to ride the bike every day.
他有一种动力，他一起来就想骑脚踏车。
He has an urge. Actually, when he woke up every day, he want to ride a bike.
所以大家也可以猜想，结果那个器官是从哪一种人来的
？And you can guess where the organs come from.
他是从一个骑脚踏车的选手来的。
He's come from a bicycle athlete.
有些人他接受一个器官之后
，and some for some people who receive a new organ，
突然喜欢上一种他自己不熟悉的音乐。
And he suddenly he like to hear a certain kind of music.
同样的，我们一旦信主以后
，in the same way when we receive a Christ in our life.
实际上有一个非常奇怪的事情正在我们身体当中酝酿。
And there's something very strange thing that is germinating in our life.
是一个不一样，是一个新的生命开始在里面发芽。
It's a new life which is different, which germinates.
保罗说他一旦信主以后，他有一件事情他不得不做，他也受不了，他逼得非做不可。
And Paul says after he believes in Christ, there's something to, he really want to do, he cannot not do it.
就是传福音。
Is to spread the gospel.
在安提亚的教会里面，很多的信徒也经历过同样的一个生命的一个改变。
In the church of Antioch, a lot of believers actually experience this new life in the same way.
他们发现一信主之后，它里面有一种动力，让他们开始生活是开始有某一种方向跟形态是与过去不同的。
And after this, they believe they have a motivation in their life that is different, from their past.
结果使周遭人觉得奇怪，你们这群人怎么那么怪，而且思想动作都一样。
And this is in the 2D. People surround them. They think that why are these people so strange?
And 就叫他们说，哎，你们满口基督，就叫你小基督好了。
And so, now they always talk about Christ. Why do we call you a little Christ?
所以后来就是成为一个基督徒的名称，就是这么来的。
And that's how the name of Christians coming.
我们有这个生命力，就自然想要圣洁。
And we have this life powers, and we want to be holy.
就自然是想要追求神的话语。
And we want to pursue God's word.
有一些不可爱的人，你就自然的想，我应该要去爱他。
And for some people you don't like before, and now you want to like them.
这是因为里面有一个生命正在催逼你，正在压迫你，正在指引你。
Because there's a life inside you to urge you and pressure you.And guide you.
接下来保罗说你必须要相信一件事，就是基督是神的儿子。
And then Paul said there's one more thing you need to believe that Jesus, the Christ is the Son of God.
你要相信基督是神的儿子，跟我们息息相关。
And you have to believe that Christ is the Son of God is really deeply related to our lives.
因为我们也在基督里。
Because we are also inside Christ.
如果基督是神的儿子，我们又在基督里，那我们是什么？与神什么关系呢？
If Christ is the Son of God and we are within Christ, and what will be our relationship with God?
我们就成为神的儿女。
And we'll become the children of God.
我们与神的关系不能超越中保与神的关系。
And our relationship with God cannot be surpassed the relationship or the mediator with God.
如果耶稣只是天使。
If Jesus is only an angel,
我们与神的关天父的关系最多也停留在天使与神的关系吧。
And our relationship will just stay at the level of an angel with God.
更了不得的是，保罗说，因为我们在基督耶稣里面，他的产业也是我们的产业。
And more incredibly that, you know, if we are within Christ, and Christ's heritage will be our heritage.
保罗说在以弗所书提到我们信徒是在基督耶稣里面得了产业。
And in the book of Ephesians, Paul said that and within the body of Christ, we got the heritage.
啊，这是福音。
And this is the good news.
最后也是让我最激动的一节经文。
And at last, this is the scripture that mostlymotivate me and make me most excited.
保罗说因为基督爱我。
Paul said because Jesus loved me.
他爱我为我舍己。
And Christ loved me, he's willing to shed his life for me.
你知道保罗在前面讲的时候一直都是我们我们我们。
When Paul talked about the message, he always used the term us, us, us.
但是他在这里没有说基督爱我们。
And now he didn't say that Jesus loved us.
他没有说基督爱人类。
He didn't say that Christ loved mankind.
是基督爱我。
But Christ loved me.
基督爱你。
And Christ loved you.
我们所信的基督不单是基督是对人类的爱。
The Christ that we believe in is not just because of his love to mankind.
而是对我的爱。
Is the love to me?
对你一那你这个人的牺牲
is his sacrifice for you.
我是一个羞愧不配见神的人。
I'm a sinful man, not qualified for his glory.
他居然要为我死。
But he died for me.
他还来找我。
He come to seek me.
他要与我有关系。
He want to have a relationship with me.
有难他来当。
And with adversary, and he will bear for us.
有福我来享。
And with blessing, it is for us to enjoy.
他爱我。
He loved me.
他爱你。
He loved you.
他在你人生过去的时段当中，他找了一个机会，他说：“我现在要找你。”
In your past time frame, he find a timing say to say that.
我相信各位在人生纪念的过去生活当中，你就知道耶稣真的介入你生命当中。他说：“我要你了。”
In your past, you feel that Jesus say that I want to intercept you and I find you.
我爱你。
I love you.
你可懂我对你的爱吗？
Do you understand my love to you?
我们今天之所以愿意侍奉神，
And today is the reason why we want to serve our God.
我愿意顺服神，
And we really want to obey God.
不再是因为报应厉害的关系。
It's not because of the karma of, you know, of our own stakes with God.
因为耶稣爱我。
It's because Jesus loved me.
因此我对他有一个爱的回应。
Because of this, I have a response of love to him.
这是我们的信仰的所在。
And this is what our belief is.
这是我们必须要信的根基。
This is a foundation that we have to believe in.
因为他先爱了我们。
It is because he loved us first.
因为他先爱了我。
Because he loved me first.
所以我才懂得怎么叫做爱。
So that I will understand what is love.
所以我才知道我今天工作上面这些东西不是那么重要。
So that I know that the things in our work is not that important anymore.
因为他爱我，我有一个新的生命。
Because he loved me, I have a new life.
我看到人家没有这个生命。
When I see that the other person, they do not.
那个基督的爱就在催逼我，你赶快爱他，来不及了。
Then the love of Christ urged me to tell them, you cannot wait anymore.
信基督耶稣是我们信仰的根基。
Believe in Jesus Christ is our foundation of our faith.
他是我们唯一的救赎。
This is our only salvation.
我们一旦相信这个生命就在我们里面开始催逼做他的工作。
Once we believe that and feel that this love is urging us to do work inside us.
但是有这个新的生命，我要怎么样去让它长大呢？
But how can let this new life in me to grow?
所有的生命都需要粮食的。
Every life needs some food.
很奇妙的一件事情，基督的生命在我们里面，它的粮食是什么？
And it's really an amazing thing. What is the food of our Alive in,
结果基督生命的粮食就是基督自己。
And the bread of life of Christ is actually Christ himself.
因为耶稣自己讲，他说我就是生命的粮。
And Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
你现在你们里面有一个新的生命，你要吃一个粮就是我自己，你那个生命也是我的生命。
And now you, in your life, you need to eat the bread of life, which is me, and then youHave me inside.
因此我们每个月我们都要有主餐。
So that every month we have a holy communion.
让我们被提醒。
So that we will be reminded.
我们现在里面这个基督的生命。
And the life which is within us right now.
是需要被喂养的。
We need to be fed.
而这个生命的粮就是基督自己。
And the bread of life is Christ himself.
就是基督的话。
Is Christ's words.
我们今天有一个新的与神有一个新的关系。
Today we have a new relationship with Christ.
因为我们信基督耶稣，我在他里面。
Because we believe Jesus Christ is within us.
因此我可以来到神面前，我可以叫他爸爸。
So that we can come before God and call him Father.
我一点都不会丢脸。
And I won't feel ashamed.
你今天跑到街上，你叫 Bill Gates 爸爸，他说你神经病。这是没羞耻。
If you come to the street and call Bill Gates your father, you're crazy.
但是我今天可以跟万王之王说爸爸。
And today I can call the King of Kings' Father.
而且我们今天因为这个信基督耶稣这个爱的基础，我们彼此是弟兄姊妹。
And because of this foundation of the belief in Christ, we can call each other brothers and sisters.
因为我信基督耶稣，我在他里面。
Because I believe in Jesus Christ, who is within me.
因此，我有一个新的态度去面对我今天的人生。
And I have a new attitude to face my new life.
我现在有个新的生命，懂得圣灵的带领。
And this new life understand the leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我也有一种动力要跟随主的旨意。
And I have a motivation to following His will.
这完全是建立到我信耶稣基督。
This is all built on I believe in Jesus Christ.
这是我们一切的根基。
And this is our foundation.
愿神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
We'll have time to